All right, let's open in prayer. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you give us, Lord. Thank you for sending your Son, Christ, to die and rise again today, Lord. All that you do for us. Watch over those that are not here with us today. These things we ask in your name. Amen. All right, Elijah, we've got chapter 18 here. Verse 1, at the time the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called the child to himself and set before them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as a child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to that man through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be cast into the fiery hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in the heavens. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that is straying? If it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. So it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones perish. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen to you, take with you two or more, so that by the mouths of two or three witnesses, every fact may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For two or three have gathered in my name, I am there in the midst. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" And Jesus says, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wishes to settle accounts with his slave. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, the Lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had, and the repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything.' And the Lord of the slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But that slave went out and found one of the fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii and seized him and began choking him, saying, 'Pay back what you owe.' So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, 'Have patience with me and I will repay you.' But he was unwilling, and he went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what he was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you?" And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. My heavenly Father will also do the same if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. Alrighty. Several verses there. And going from throwing stumbling blocks in front of people to forgiveness, and just maybe forgiving those people from the bottom of your heart, even forgiving everybody, is probably one of the main things to be able to enter into heaven, is being able to forgive people. We've got a little bit of a theme here on Sunday preaching, it seems like, that David's been preaching about forgiveness and the importance of that. And so this chapter here brings a few more of those points out. What's your verse on today? Remember?
It's something about following some of Jesus' teachings about how parents. You observe how your parents
follow
after you have
taken that. Okay. I was just trying to think of something to go along with this week for a lesson. While you start with that, then let me think for a minute and I'll give you a few of the lessons for next week.
One of Jesus' teachings that I'm learning to obey is to be kind to others.
My elders help the poor and help the people that need it and use their valuable time to do that, so that's a good teaching to follow.
Matthew 19:19 is where Jesus is talking to the rich young ruler, and he says, honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself. And I should put that into practice and start honoring my parents more than I have been.
I thought about how in Matthew 5:43, Jesus says, bless those who curse you and pray for them who spitefully use you. And I was thinking about how when the church split and everything, the people are, we still want to be nice to the people and would take them back, and even if they unjustly or falsely accuse other people.
I got Luke 6:35. It says, love your enemies, lend and do good, hoping for nothing in return. And so this week I tried to be a giver and finding things to help with. And then I liked that part. It said, do good. I kept that in my head and looked for good things to do.
I've noticed that Daddy helps people, like elderly people in the community that need things. Sometimes we'd like to do other things, but so I've been working on that too.
My elders are good and kind and go to church and do
teaching of Jesus. I need to work on his forgiveness. I struggle with that sometimes, and I need to learn not to carry grudges, just to forget it and go on.
And when Jesus talking about honoring your parents, I need to work on that a little bit.
I was thinking about worrying about tomorrow, which I often think about that, because that's something I really have a problem with, and I really took the moment to think about David and the way he addresses that issue. And he's told me before, just take the next step. And so I tried to do that, and I thought about how he does it, and the way he does it. He's got a lot of things he needs to do on his to-do list, and he just picks one if he has time to maybe get something finished, then he works on it. And then if there's a bigger job, he'll start on it and just do what he can. And a lot of times he'll get called by, you know, his brother's operation and need to go get a part, like a tractor part or something. And he just goes and does it because it's his responsibility. And I just thought about how, you know, it's interesting because the more we worry, the less we're able to be responsible. Because if we just do what we can, and then when a situation arises where our help is needed or our plans get changed, and we're not worrying about our plans, you know, we're just doing what we can, then we'll be free to just go do that because it's our responsibility. And take no thought for tomorrow, Jesus said. Who, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature. So we're not going to get any better by worrying about what we need to do. We just need to do it. And then we'll be able to see more clearly what's actually most important to do. Like, because we're supposed to be helping people. And I thought about the man, or in James, it talks about the rich man. Or the people that say they're going to go, I'm going to go do this and go to a city and stay there for a year, and I'm making all these plans, and they were worrying about tomorrow instead of taking the next step, and they didn't consider that they had no idea what was going to happen, and that somebody may call on them to help during that time, and their plans may get interrupted. So, take no thought for tomorrow. Or the next step. The next step.
All right, for the lesson next week, let's do a twofold application. One, find an example of forgiveness in the scripture somewhere, and then also share a something from your life when you had to forgive someone for something.